All right, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling OnlyOffice. You know, it's that platform that's been popping up as a possible alternative to the usual big players in Office software. We've actually got quite a few sources here today. We've got the official website, their GitHub repository, even some user reviews and awards. Our goal today, to see if OnlyOffice could be the answer to all your productivity prayers, especially if you're, you know, watching your budget.
Right.
And real quick, shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Yes.
They can actually help you get OnlyOffice up and running. And they offer some guidance if you're thinking about a digital transformation. You can check them out at www.safeserver.de. Now, one thing that's already grabbing my attention is that OnlyOffice isn't just like one program. It seems to be this whole ecosystem kind of thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely spot on. It goes way beyond just replacing, let's say, Microsoft Word or Google Docs. OnlyOffice, they want to give you the whole workspace solution. We're talking document management, CRM, project tools, and even stuff for communication. It's all under one roof. Imagine having everything you need to collaborate and get things done all in one place.
Okay, so we're looking at a much bigger picture than I initially thought.
Yeah.
But let's zoom in a bit. The official website and the GitHub repo both mention something called Community Server.
Right.
Which actually, starting in version 11.0, they're also calling OnlyOffice groups.
Yes.
So what exactly is this all about? Is this just for giant companies?
No, not at all. Community Server, or OnlyOffice groups, as it's called now, it's actually one of the coolest things about OnlyOffice. It's like the heart of their open source offering. It's a completely free platform for collaboration. Think of it as like a self-hosted version of OnlyOffice Workspace that you set up and manage yourself. So it doesn't matter if you're a small team or a huge organization or even just someone working on your own projects. You can tap into the power of OnlyOffice without spending a dime up front.
So it's like having your own private, customizable, I don't know, office suite in the cloud.
Oh, exactly.
That's pretty wild, especially for folks who are concerned about, you know, data privacy and all that.
Yes.
Now, I'm going through the GitHub page, and that list of features under functionality, it's just massive.
It's a lot.
You've got the basics like document editing, spreadsheets, presentations, but then there are things like Gantt charts for managing projects, even a built-in blog. It's almost too much.
Yeah, it's a seriously comprehensive suite of tools they've got there. And what's even more interesting is how all of this connects back to OnlyOffice Workspace. You mentioned Docs.
Right.
But there's also Mail Server for your email and talk for instant messaging. It's not about jumping between different apps. It's a truly integrated environment meant to make your workflow smoother.
Okay, hold on. My brain needs a second to catch up here. So we have this powerful platform, OnlyOffice Workspace.
Yes.
And then this Community Server or groups, which lets you basically run your own version of that platform for free.
You got it. And on top of that, the GitHub repository even talks about compiling and connecting your own modules. What that means is developers can actually expand OnlyOffice's capabilities, you know, build custom integrations, or even entirely new features that fit their specific needs.
Wow, that's a level of customization you don't see very often, particularly with Office suites. It seems like they're really embracing that open source philosophy of giving users more control.
Absolutely. And this whole idea of customization and user control, it comes up again and again with OnlyOffice. Now let's shift gears a bit and check out what they're highlighting on the official website. They seem to be making a big fuss about this collaborative editing thing, like down to the individual character level.
Yeah, I saw that too. They're calling it real-time collaborative editing. But isn't that like standard these days? Don't most Office suites offer some sort of collaboration features?
Well, while many platforms offer some basic collaboration, OnlyOffice takes it a step further. They've really thought about the little things that make teamwork work. You've got fine-grained control over permissions, integrated tools for communication, and even the ability to connect external services like Telegram for chat. It's all about making that collaborative experience as smooth and intuitive as possible, whether you're working on a document with a coworker in the same room or a team scattered all over the world.
So it's less about just being able to edit a document together and more about making the entire collaborative process easier.
Exactly. It's minimizing friction, maximizing efficiency when it comes to teamwork.
Okay, I can definitely see the appeal for teams that really rely on collaboration. But before we dive too deep into specific features, let's talk about security. You know, with any online platform handling important documents, security has to be a top priority. What does OnlyOffice say about that?
That's a crucial question. And luckily, OnlyOffice seems to take security seriously. One of their big advantages is being open source. This transparency means the whole community can examine the code, spot, and fix potential weaknesses faster. They also emphasize compliance with international security standards, multiple layers of encryption to protect your data both when it's moving and when it's stored, and they've got tools for granular access control to manage user permissions.
So they're not just saying, trust us, it's secure. They're actually showing you the proof and giving users the tools to check for themselves.
Right.
That's reassuring, especially for folks dealing with sensitive information. Now, one thing that's throwing me off is how they describe the different ways to use OnlyOffice. They mentioned dock space, platform integration, and desktop apps. It's like they're trying to be everything for everybody.
It might seem a bit overwhelming at first, but it really shows how adaptable and flexible OnlyOffice is. Let me break it down for you. DockSpace is essentially their cloud-based platform. It gives teams a secure, all-in-one space to work on documents, projects, and communicate effectively.
Okay, so DockSpace is their main cloud offering.
Exactly. Then there's platform integration. This is all about connecting OnlyOffice with your existing workflows. They have pre-built integrations with popular platforms like Nextcloud and Moodle, and developers can create custom integrations using their API.
So if you're already using something like Nextcloud for file storage, you can basically add on OnlyOffice's editing and collaboration features without moving everything to a new system.
Precisely. The idea is to enhance what you already have, not force you to adopt a whole new setup. And lastly, we've got the desktop apps. These are standalone programs for Windows, Mac A, and Linux, giving you the power of OnlyOffice offline, perfect for when you're on the go or have an unreliable internet connection.
All right, that makes more sense. So they've got it all, cloud integrations and offline access. It's impressive, but yeah, I can see how it might be a bit confusing at first glance. Now, one last thing before we move on. The OnlyOffice website is full of positive reviews and awards. They're listed as a high performer for cloud content management, a top-rated office solution, and have like a 4.5-star average on several review sites. Is this all just marketing hype, or is there something real behind all these accolades?
Yeah, we always have to be careful with marketing claims, but this level of outside recognition does suggest OnlyOffice is walking the walk. It seems like users are genuinely finding their features and functionality to be valuable.
All right, so we've got a platform that's amazingly versatile, has strong security features, and tons of positive feedback from users. This is shaping up to be a serious contender in the Office Suite world. But we've only just scratched the surface here.
Yeah, there's more to come.
Make sure to join us in part two, where we'll dive into OnlyOffice's pricing, explore any potential downsides, and see how it stacks up against the competition.
That's right. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We're picking apart OnlyOffice, that interesting open source platform that's trying to find a place in your workflow. Last time we were pretty impressed with its versatility, all the security features, and all those positive reviews. But let's be real, no software is perfect.
Right. There's always some kind of trade-off, some catch somewhere. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty, the pricing. I'm seeing everything from free plans to enterprise-level subscriptions on their website. It's like they're trying to cater to everyone from like solo entrepreneurs to huge corporations. What's the deal? Are there hidden costs to those free options?
That's a really good question, and it actually ties back to what we were talking about earlier with OnlyOffice's different deployment options. Remember, they have DockSpace, their cloud platform, and then Community Server or OnlyOffice Groups for self-hosting.
Right, so the free stuff is basically the Community Server, the one you set up and manage yourself.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But what about DockSpace? Are there any free options there?
Absolutely. DockSpace has a free tier that's perfect for individuals or small teams who are just starting out. It offers a limited number of users and starter space, but it gives you a taste of the full DockSpace experience. And don't forget about the free desktop apps. Those provide offline access, which is super helpful when you're on the go or if you have a spotty internet connection.
So there are actually three ways to use OnlyOffice for free: the Community Server, the free DockSpace tier, and the desktop apps. That's pretty generous. But at what point do you have to pull out your wallet? When does the free ride end?
Well, the paid plans for DockSpace unlock additional features, more storage, and higher user limits. For example, if you need advanced security features, priority support, or integration with specific enterprise services, you'll probably need to look at a paid tier.
Okay, that makes sense. So the free options are great for individuals, small teams, or people who just want to try it out. But if you need more horsepower, more users, or more specialized features, you got to pay to play.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now let's talk about something I've seen mentioned in some online reviews, the user interface. Some users have said that OnlyOffice's interface feels a bit clunky compared to, you know, more established office suites. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a valid point. OnlyOffice has definitely made improvements to its interface, but yeah, some users might find it less intuitive or visually appealing compared to something like, I don't know, Microsoft Office or Google Workspace. Part of that might be because they're trying to pack in so many features, which can sometimes make the layout a bit more
So
complex.
it's a classic trade-off between functionality and simplicity.
Exactly. If having a super sleek and minimalist interface with a minimal learning curve is your top priority, OnlyOffice might not be the best fit. However, if you're willing to spend a little time getting used to its layout and structure, the sheer power and flexibility it offers can definitely be worth it.
Yeah, it's funny how we always seem to want it all. Tons of features and super simple interface. It's like the holy grail of software design. Okay, let's move on to another important thing, file compatibility. Can OnlyOffice open and edit files created in other Office suites, or are we talking about a whole new world of file formats? Because no one wants to deal with file conversion headaches.
This is one area where OnlyOffice really excels. They've clearly put a lot of work into ensuring seamless compatibility with Microsoft Office file formats like DOCX, XLSX, PPTX. Those are kind of the industry standard these days. You can open, edit, and save these files without any major problems, which is a huge plus for working with people who use other platforms.
That's a big relief. No more wrestling with incompatible file formats or losing formatting in the process. But what about mobile access? These days, being able to work on the go on your phone or tablet is super important. Does OnlyOffice have mobile apps, and are they any good?
They do. OnlyOffice has mobile apps for both iOS and Android, and they're not just some stripped-down version of the desktop software. You actually get a surprising amount of functionality on mobile, including document editing, collaboration features, even access to your DocSpace account.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. It seems like they really put thought into the mobile experience, which is essential in today's work from anywhere world. Okay, so we've covered pricing, the user interface, file compatibility, and mobile access. But let's zoom out for a second and look at the bigger picture. It seems like OnlyOffice is positioning itself as a real challenger to big names like Microsoft and Google. What do you think their biggest strengths are compared to those giants?
Well, it's all about a different value proposition. OnlyOffice's commitment to open source, their flexible pricing model with genuinely free options, and their focus on advanced collaboration features. These are all areas where they really stand out. They're appealing to users who value transparency, affordability, and a truly collaborative workflow.
Yeah, and I think their focus on security can't be overlooked, especially these days where you hear about data breaches all the time. Knowing that your data is protected and that you have control over where it's stored, that's a big deal for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And their commitment to ongoing development is another key factor. They're constantly releasing new features, improvements, and integrations. It shows that they're actively listening to their users and adapting to the changing needs of the market. It's not a static platform by any means.
It's interesting to see a company like OnlyOffice shaking things up in a market that's often seen as dominated by a few major players. They're offering a real alternative, and it's clearly resonating with people who are looking for something different. But how do they compare to other open source Office suites out there, like LibreOffice or OpenOffice? That's a question we'll tackle in our next segment. Join us as we pit OnlyOffice against its open source rivals and see which one comes out on top as the champion of free and powerful productivity. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're wrapping up our look at OnlyOffice, but not before we see how it stacks up against some other heavy hitters in the open source Office suite world. It's like a productivity showdown. OnlyOffice versus LibreOffice and OpenOffice. May the best suite win.
Yeah, it's a battle for the hearts and hard drives of users who want powerful tools without the huge price tag. And you're right, LibreOffice and OpenOffice, they're the veterans in this space. They've been around forever, it seems, and they've got a lot of loyal fans.
So what are the main differences between these contenders? What makes OnlyOffice stand out? And where might it fall short?
Well, one of the biggest differences is how much OnlyOffice focuses on online collaboration. LibreOffice and OpenOffice, they're great for offline use and individual productivity. But OnlyOffice, it really shines when you're talking about real-time co-editing, integrated communication, and that seamless integration with cloud storage we talked about earlier.
So if you're part of a team that's always working together on documents, brainstorming, collaborating on projects, OnlyOffice has a clear advantage.
Exactly. Their collaboration features are just more robust and user-friendly, making it a better fit for teams that thrive on that real-time interaction and feedback. But LibreOffice and OpenOffice, they have their own strengths. They really excel in their offline capabilities and their wide support for different file formats, including those older formats you might run into when working with older documents.
Ah, so it depends on your priorities and how you work. If you're mostly offline and need to be able to work with a ton of different file formats, LibreOffice or OpenOffice might be the way to go. But if real-time collaboration is your thing, OnlyOffice is the winner. Now, how about the user interface? We mentioned that OnlyOffice's interface can feel a bit clunky sometimes. How do its rivals compare in terms of user friendliness?
Well, LibreOffice and OpenOffice have those more traditional interfaces, similar to what people might remember from older versions of Microsoft Office. That can be a good thing for some users who prefer that classic look and feel and don't want to learn a whole new way of working. But this traditional approach can also make them feel a bit, I don't know, dated compared to those more modern and streamlined interfaces you find in cloud-based suites like OnlyOffice or Google Workspace.
It's that constant tension between familiarity and innovation, isn't it?
Mm.
Some people just want what they know, while others are always looking for the newest, coolest thing. It really comes down to personal preference.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk features. Do any of these suites offer unique or standout tools that the others don't?
One thing that really sets OnlyOffice apart is how closely it's integrated with CRM and project management tools within its own ecosystem. It gives businesses a more unified experience if they need to manage documents, projects, and customer relationships all in one place. Then, on the other hand, LibreOffice has this impressive extension library that lets users customize their experience and add specialized features that fit their needs.
So it's a bit of a mixed bag. Each suite has its own strengths and weaknesses.
Mm.
What's the takeaway for our listeners who are trying to figure out which open source suite is the right one for them?
Well, if you need a powerful offline suite with broad file format support and a familiar interface, LibreOffice or OpenOffice could be great choices. But if your work is all about real-time collaboration, cloud integration, and having that one platform for document management and communication that OnlyOffice provides, well, it might be exactly what you've been looking for.
That's some great insight. It's amazing to see just how much the open source world has to offer. And don't forget, if you're thinking about OnlyOffice and need expert hosting or some advice on your digital transformation journey, our sponsor, SafeServer, is here to help. You can find them at www.safeserver.de. They can handle the technical stuff, so you can focus on what really matters, getting things done.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting deep dive into the world of open source office productivity. And the best part is, you have options. Choose the suite that best fits your needs, whether you're working solo or as part of a team, and unlock that power of collaboration and creativity without breaking the bank.
And that's a wrap on our OnlyOffice adventure. We hope you learned a thing or two and feel confident about choosing the right productivity tools. Remember, the best suite is the one that helps you work smarter, not harder. Until next time, stay curious, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive into another fascinating topic.